You're listening to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Since the recession, more than 100 golf courses have closed each year in the U.S. But what happens to all that green? Turns out some golf courses are going even greener. They're getting rewilded. As WISO's Lewis Wallace reports, one former golf course in Trotwood is well on its way to becoming a habitat for migratory birds and butterflies.
I'm literally stuck in a rut, perched in an all-terrain vehicle with Michael Enright, the conservation manager with Five Rivers Metro Parks.
We're not stuck yet, but we quite possibly might be eventually.
We get out okay and come up over a hill to a dry, overgrown field of thistles and goldenrod. Not too long ago, this was a manicured golf course called Larch Tree.
I've been to Africa several times, and it reminds me of the savanna there when I look out across it.
The private course in Trotwood went out of business after the recession, and the Parks District bought it with help from a Clean Ohio grant.
So the plan out here is to really turn this back into what it was historically.
A mix of wetlands, streams, and grasses. And Wright says it helps that property values around here are low and not much is getting built. They weren't competing with developers for the land.
The economic downturn certainly has aided open space preservation.
Plus, corn prices have plummeted, so even farmland isn't in high demand here. And these days, more golf courses close than open every year. Last year, the Gem City Golf Club in Fairborn also closed down, and more could come as the industry corrects itself after the recession. Rewilding could be on its way to being a trend. Old greens have gone wild in Michigan, Tennessee, even California in the last few years. Florida attorney Don Myers says in her neck of the woods, developers often grab up property quickly. But she says the neighbors usually don't want a bunch of buildings going in.
They like the view, they like the open space, and they don't want to see it developed into anything else.
So she says parks or wildlife areas could be a good option because
no matter what happens on this property, it's not going to be a golf course anymore.
For the Dayton folks, the deal is working out pretty well. Once the restoration is done, Metro Parks will pay it off by selling wetland mitigation credits to developers who've destroyed wetlands elsewhere. That's called mitigation banking. A few years ago, an adjacent piece of land that belongs to Five Rivers became the first mitigation bank in Southwest Ohio. Altogether, it will be a more than 550-acre restoration area. But Michael Enright says actually turning this from a grassy mess to a wetland habitat will take a while.
Building wetlands is not a quick process. In nature, they take hundreds of years to develop, and we're trying to do it in a few years. So,
as we're leaving Larch Tree, a neighbor, Elmer Williams, pulls up in a van.
Are you allowed to fish in here?
Yes.
Okay.
He's been fishing the pond since the golf course closed. He's happy it's eventually going to be a park.
I think it's great. You know, somebody needs to take it over and make it back to something good. Add more fish.
The marshy ponds and crumbling trails are already open to the public. For WISO, I'm Lewis Wallace.